magnifying glass and it re-enters the air, where it must move faster. If the photon has mass, in order for it to move faster, somebody had to accelerate that mass. Where did that acceleration force come from? To GS, K2RIW? Okay. Interesting. So, it looks to us like it's traveling slower through the glass. At the atomic level, it isn't. It's still moving at the speed of light, is one way of looking at it. But it's zigzagging between those molecules, is one simplistic way of looking at it. And when it leaves the glass and enters the air, no longer zigzagging, to a certain degree, it never changed its velocity. It never changed its speed. It's always moving at the same speed in the medium, just that it's a zigzagging path between the molecules in the glass. Is that even close, Roy? AG2S, K2RIW? Okay, now here's a really crazy question. If you're slightly familiar with the word metamaterials, if I'm looking at the atomic level of glass, are the molecules of the glass a kind of metamaterial? And is it the metamaterial phenomena that creates the slower velocity of propagation, glass versus air? H2GS, K2RIW. Okay, glass is just a material. Okay, what's really going on in the glass is the individual molecules are absorbing and re-radiating the signal, I think. I believe that's what's going on, particularly when you get a near Brewster angle reflection off of a dielectric material. But now, at the molecular level, what is the real difference between transparent materials and opaque materials? In the case of a sheet of metal, the light wave has no trouble reflecting off the surface of that sheet of metal, but it doesn't penetrate. Substitute a piece of glass with a sheet of metal, and a much smaller amount of the light reflects, most of it penetrates. They call the glass transparent. So, a really dumb question I've got for you, Roy, is what makes glass transparent and metal opaque? A2GS, K2RIW.
Disconnected. Amateur radio line report number 1998 with a relief 5-4-3. The time is 12:25 a.m. 73 and good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system.
Visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Thank you.
repeater system.
sometimes sometimes you can believe them and sometimes you can't. What's your QTH right now? It sounds like you might be in between the two repeaters. Go ahead.
Very insightful. Let's put you on. Okay, is this any better now? I am Parkway, Northern Parkway East, exit 43 coming up on the Saka Coast.
Oh, okay, would you switch over to the Selden repeater?
I just did, yes.
Yeah, Roger, that's pretty much where I lose it too. When I make the trip eastbound in the afternoons, generally around there is where I lose it. I was listening in on, I think it was the TechNet last night, and was fascinated at some of the topics that that come up. But I've been spending a lot of time trying to get the DMR cleaned up, but I'm also trying to see if I can get an HF station on the air. We'll see about that. There's actually one of those ham radio outlet places in Newcastle, Delaware, that I was going to stop at just to look at what was on the shelves, but I didn't make it this trip. So I'll have to try next time. Go ahead, Andy.
I think the closest HRO to us is in New Hampshire. Is it New Hampshire? I think it's New Hampshire. Where there's not one around here. Every once in a while I think to myself, maybe I should open an HRO here someplace. But then I don't know a whole heck of a lot about ham radio. We've only been in a couple of years. Lots of stuff to learn. It'll take a lifetime. Let's see. Past Saka Coast. Yeah, I'm coming up to the end of the parkway here in a minute.
Okay. Well, back in the 60s and I guess early 70s, there was a place in Valley Stream, I think it must have been, called Harrison's Radio, and it was quite a place. It was right up there. I think it was on Sunrise Highway, and it was all by itself with its own parking lot, and the place was just loaded with amateur equipment. They had CD equipment, shortwave radio listening, and, you know, it went out of business. I think they had another store in Bethpage, right by where Grumman used to be, but, you know, they're gone. But I think that was the closest ones that we had locally at that time. WV2MSB, go ahead.
V2MSB, KG2ESY. Boy, really, not many cars today. At some point, I get to take a trip up there, the radio outlet. It's gonna be an interesting project to try to figure out which HF rig to get. There's so many changes going on right now to digital. Some of the units are hybrid. I have a small concern that internet does have problems from time to time, so definitely not gonna get away from analog. But I don't know. There's so many radios. You look at something like $800-$900 for an HF rig versus something that's $2,000 or $3,000, and I think the refinement, the price of the really expensive units, they have all kinds of filters and functions. I don't even know why there would be such a difference in price. You have any feedback on that?
Well, I think you're right. I think a lot of it has to do with where it's manufactured and the quality control and the add-ons. You know, some of them have automatic recorders that you can send out either a digital voice or a CWID. You can record 20-30 second clips if you want. They have the internal antenna tuners. Some of them come with their own power supplies. Some of them don't. But I think you're right. I think I probably would stay on, at least what I'm going to try and do is stay with just a basic HF unit, you know, because you're right. I'm just leery about getting anything that's going to depend too much on the internet or factors that I wouldn't have control over. So we'll see. If you can keep it under $1,000, that's probably best. I was actually talking with some of the hams about the pros and cons of the internal antenna tuners versus the external ones, and You know, that's one of the areas that I kind of have to study up on a little bit. I think the antenna is going to be my biggest challenge, but this is something that's going to be a medium future project for me. Go ahead.
I didn't catch the first name, sorry. Kenwood makes this really great-looking unit. It looks like it has pretty much all the features for about 900. Nice HF rate. And I think the NARC Club has one down in Eisenhower Park. The built-in antenna tuners, I think, are probably a must. The KX3 has it, the portable HF rig by Elecraft. I saw it in operation, auto-tuning before a CW operation, and it was amazing. It was so cool. So I keep coming back to that nice Kenwood unit. Looks great, and I think it's all band, all mode. So I've got some time, so I'll just do my research. But I think putting a unit in the house and drilling a hole through the house, running a wire, putting an antenna up is going to be somewhat of a challenge. You're right there. Hot fog, coming through hot fog now.
Yeah, okay, Andy. Here is Maury, Mike Alpha Uniform Romeo Yankee, and we've chatted before, but we'll see. I'm going to go back and finish up the paperwork I was working on, get my last cup of coffee for the morning, and I'll be out and about on the road. I'll probably catch you a little later. I'm assuming you're heading up to Port Jefferson somewhere, to one of those places. I'm actually heading up to the big hospital there a little bit later this morning on Nichols Road, which you're probably familiar with. And I'll probably catch you on the air a little bit later. So WV2MSB, I'm going to listen for your final. I'll say 73 for now, and do a little research, and maybe I'll have some information on HF rigs for you when I get back to you. Go ahead, Andy.
Very good, thank you. You have a good day. Yep, East of Talking is my destination today. Actually, my real destination is back home. This is just temporary. So 73 to you. I appreciate you coming back. Enjoy that cup of coffee. I'll get my first when I get to the office. KG2ESY will be clear. You have a great day. Thanks again. 73.
WB2MSB. This is K2RIW. What's that, Maury?
K2RIW, WB2MSB, coming in Lima Charlie, loud and clear. I'm at the base here in Stony Brook, right next to Setauket. Good morning.
I heard you say that you heard some interesting material on the TechNet last night. Kind of curious, Murray. I won't keep you very long. What part of the material was most interesting to you? K2RIW, my name is Dick.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things I've been listening over the last couple of weeks, and I just find the topics, particularly the antenna issues, and I believe actually a week or two ago somebody was talking about circular antennas. I'm not sure if it was last night, you know, having some old experience, I'm trying to pick up what I can about all the developments that have happened over the past few years. Go ahead.
When you said circular antennas, do you mean circular polarization, Murray?
Yeah, that's affirmative. I believe there was a gentleman talking about having sort of a mass that had sort of small circular elements on it, and in my mind I was picturing, you know, big hoops, and then I realized you were talking about pretty small ones because you were talking about things up in the 1200 megahertz band. Go ahead.
He was talking about an antenna at 5.8 gigahertz, and I'm holding onto it right now. Each of the little loops are about a half inch in diameter, and there's three of them. So he's making a 5.8 gigahertz circular polarized antenna for the downlink from his quadcopter drone so he can get a clear picture on the way down. Back to you. I know you got to leave. K2RIW.
Yeah, I think that was it. You know, I'm an old guy, started out in the late 60s, disappeared for a while, and came back about a year ago, so I would say about three-quarters of the stuff people are doing now just didn't even exist back then. So I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. The other issue I have is trying to listen in. I tried to sign in a couple of times. Unfortunately, when I'm sitting out on my porch with my HT, I'm up here in Stony Brook and I can't really hit the repeater.
So now that the winter is here, I'll be inside, so maybe I'll be able to join in. But it's interesting, that and also the computer information that comes on and...